T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 31 degrees. Union officials confirm teachers in Oakland, California will begin a strike today.
Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says the district's latest proposal just isn't good enough.
It isn't a great increase. It isn't a great raise. It's just stretching things out.
He said the latest proposal would be an 8.5% increase in wages over 4 years. Their big concerns also include an increase in school closings and reprioritizing district spending on books and supplies. Brown says their goal is a short strike, but it will last longer than a day. He says both sides go back to the bargaining table Friday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sedgwick County has a new county manager. The county commission has unanimously approved a contract for Tom Stolz. The former Wichita police officer tells KSN News one of his top priorities is public safety.
Our top legislative agenda this year is behavioral health, mental health, and ComCare issues, because we are seeing an increased need in this community for those types of services.
Stolz says he's pushing for the building of a state regional hospital in Sedgwick County that will not only help residents, but also the jail and ComCare. The Wichita Police Department has arrested a woman in a child abuse case.
In a news release, police said 28-year-old Amanda Rogers Moore was arrested on one count of felony child abuse. At around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, police responded to a call of a 2-year-old girl not breathing at a residence in the 1700 block of South Falders. Officers contacted the girl, her stepmother, Rogers Moore, and her 27-year-old father, as well as several other children ages 4, 7, and 8. The girl was transported to an area hospital for medical treatment, where she remains hospitalized in stable condition. At the hospital, the girl was found to have had critical head injuries. The other 3 children have been placed in police protective custody. The investigation is ongoing and will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man is dead after a bicycle accident in Cherokee County in southeast Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened on the KS-66, a mile and a half west of Galena. A man on a bicycle attempted to cross the highway and was struck by a car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. KHP identifies the man as 47-year-old David Fury of Galena. The driver of the car was uninjured. A self-proclaimed white nationalist and member of the U.S. Coast Guard was arrested before he could carry out a massive terror attack, according to unsealed court documents.
The FBI arrested Coast Guard Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan after agents discovered weapons in his Silver Spring apartment with plans to carry out a large-scale terror attack in the nation's capital against politicians and journalists. Hassan had stockpiled 15 firearms since 2017. Also discovered a spreadsheet with a hit list including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and on-air personalities from MSNBC and CNN. Hassan harbored neo-Nazi views and contemplated biological attacks to carry out murder on a scale rarely seen in this country, according to court documents. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
A new Fox News poll looks at abortion and the controversial law of the land that governs it.
The new poll shows opinions across the country on abortion are generally split, 44% pro-life, 46% pro-choice. Also equally split are respondents' knowledge of Roe versus Wade, with 48% saying they're at least very familiar with it, and the same percentage saying they are somewhat or not at all familiar. A vast majority, 57%, though, say Roe should stand. The controversial practice of third trimester abortions sees a majority. 43% say it should be legal in limited circumstances. 37% say it should always be illegal, while only 11% say it should be a legal option. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Thursday morning, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, the traffic conditions looking better than they were yesterday, but you are still going to have slick spots out there on the roadways. Watch out especially on the side streets, residential streets out there in Wichita and around the area, but for the most part, traffic conditions looking quite a bit better than they were this time yesterday. And of course, the gasoline prices in Wichita, about the same as what they were looking at yesterday. Still $2.19 a gallon after that big jump. We haven't seen much movement. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Okay, let's take a look at that forecast here on a Thursday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We're getting some reports of some patchy areas of dense freezing fog across south central Kansas. That will continue by mid to late morning. We see a break in clouds with sunshine and a high 46. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle likely overnight into Friday morning. Our low in the low 30s. Tomorrow's high 43 with a stronger storm system that may be rain and some snow by Saturday and Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, a mostly cloudy sky, 31 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 6:11 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning, February 21st. A lot of melting after that big snowstorm across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 37 degrees yesterday. Normal high is 50. Now, this is the 21st of February. It is a big date in local weather history, okay? On this date in 2013, the second day of a huge two-day snowstorm, 2013, continued across Kansas. Most of central and south-central Kansas received 10 to 14 inches, but parts of Kingman County received 1.5 feet. They got, 10 inches yesterday. An additional 8 inches measured at Wichita's Mid-Continent Airport, with 6.2 inches measured on the 20th. This brought the storm total to 14.2 inches, making this the second worst snowstorm in Wichita's history.
That's a lot of snow.
That was on the 2013. Now go back a little further. On this date in 1971, a blizzard struck the southern half of Kansas, burying areas with 10 to 13 inches. Northeast wind at 30 to 40 miles per hour produced near zero visibilities. Wichita Mid-Continent Airport received 11.6 inches in that snowstorm. And I remember that one very well. I got a story to tell you about that. I'll do it a little later. But I had been working at KEYN Radio as their only news person part-time in the mornings for about a month and a half, 2 months. And I decided I'd go to work that morning, even if I had to walk. So I'll tell you about it later.
So you actually had to walk to work uphill in the snow.
I did, and I didn't get a $100 bonus either. On this date in 1972, President Richard M. Nixon began his historic visit to China as he and his wife Pat arrived in Beijing. And this was huge, I got to tell you, because this guy, Richard Nixon, was the biggest anti-red, anti-communist guy who ever lived. But he opened the door to communist China and then Russia. So it was really something. Nixon was a person who, every now and then, he'd pull something that you just did not expect to happen. Richard Nixon, going to China. Indiana Athletic Director Fred Glass called the profane chant directed at Purdue center Matt Harms during a game Tuesday night embarrassing. Harms first drew the crowd's wrath when he locked arms with Indiana center Deron Davis. After Harms landed on the court, the refs assessed a foul to each player late in the first half. Now, the Hoosiers student section continued booing Harms throughout the game and broke into the chant multiple times, something Harms acknowledged motivated him. Harms' tie-breaking tip-in with 3.2 seconds left was the difference in Purdue's 48-46 victory. Boilermakers coach Matt Painter said he did not hear the chant, but Glass did and wasn't happy about it. In a three-paragraph statement sent to students Wednesday, Glass, this is the athletic director at Indiana, thanked them for showing up and cheering hard, but noted it reflected poorly on you and Indiana University. Knock off the profane chants and please help those around you to do the same, he said. You and Indiana University are better than that. This is their own athletic director. Don't know what the chant was. Have any idea, Ted? It's apparently something obscene. And they just kept doing it. Students just kept doing it. They can get a little rowdy out there now and then.
Well, they're college students.
Yeah, college students, and yeah, kind of in a way, That's what college students do. Yeah. Hey, I just
don't think it's anything we haven't seen in any other college athletic contest.
Well, we got a lot of just talking about the weather a minute ago. I want to talk a little bit more this morning. Got a lot of melting yesterday.
Whoa, sure did.
And I was talking about the Stowe storm in 1971, which I know you don't remember, but
I remember it.
Well, you were a little shaver though, weren't you? Just a little guy, 10 to 13 inches, and I was living out in Westlake on Peterson, and I was going to go to, I decided, I'm going to get up early and just, I think I can make it in to work, because I was the part-time morning news person at KEYN. I was all they had, and I thought, there's nobody to back me up, and I've got to get in there, and I'm like 21 years old. So I bundle up and take off. That's about a four-mile hike from where I was. And I got over by the big ditch where they were just redoing that bridge over there in the big ditch, and it was up to about my knees or, and I got into a drift, and I went down, and I thought, maybe I'm not going to get out of this. Anyway, I made it across that bridge, and I looked up, and they had plowed the streets up there on Central to that point, and here came a guy in a car, and he says, hey, you need a ride? I said, yeah, can you take me down here, 2 miles? Yeah, so I got in there, but I'll tell you what, I was crazy. I wouldn't do that again. Or if I was going to do it again, what I'd do is, if I knew that kind of snow was coming and I was the only guy, I think I would have started out the night before and just gone in there and racked out.
Yeah, could have done that.
But crazy things
that
you do.
Thing, that thing brought the city to a standstill.
Oh, yeah. Well, crazy things you do when you're 21 years old and you're a new husband and father.
You
and
make different value decisions when you're that age.
Yeah, because, I would never be that dedicated.
Yeah, this age, no.
Nope, no way. All right, 6:17 now, coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted, and let's go ahead and do leadoff sports this morning. Ted Woodward has some really, I think, kind of exciting news about Shocker basketball. Looks like they played a pretty good game last night, Ted.
Yeah, the Shocker men went down to Tulsa and played what you could say is their best game of the season.
Yeah.
It was certainly a full 40 minutes of foot to the pedal of the metal. Shockers win at Tulsa last night. Leading wire to wire, 81-60 was the final score, and the Shockers tied a school record, making 15 three-pointers. Wichita State has now won 5 of its last 6, now 13-12 on the season. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Dribbles a little closer, back over to Dennis, deep left side to Samaje Haynes-Jones. Out front to McDuffie. Marcus hands it off to Dexter Dennis. Over to Burton, 8 to shoot. Right wing, Haynes-Jones for 3. And again, it's good. Samaje, I believe that's a career high for him. 5 trays for him. He's got 17. The Shockers with 14 three-point baskets.
Freshman Dexter Dennis would make 6 three-pointers on the night for his 18 points. And freshman Demarius Burton dished out 10 assists. Nice job for the Shocks.
They always talk about going on the road and how hard it is to win. And I always felt like shooting on those unfamiliar baskets can be a detriment. On the other hand, if you find one that everybody can see real well on, Ted, it sounds like they were just feeding on each other last night.
Yeah.
Just nailing them.
Tulsa defense wasn't exactly providing lights-out defense either. So, you still got to knock the shots down, and the Shocks did last night. 21-point win at Tulsa. Shockers jump over Tulsa into 7th place now in the American standing. JUCO men's basketball last night. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game right here on KNSS. Close one between Butler and Cowley College last night. Butler on the road, down by 8 points with 7 minutes to go. Did the Grizzlies have a rally in them? Dennis Higgins with the call.
Pass goes right corner to Emmanuel Allen. He drops it low block to Tyrone Coley. Pass goes right corner to Golden. A 3 on the way. No good. Battle for the rebound. Tyrone Coley has it. Gives it to Emmanuel. He scores at the rim. Beautiful rebound by Tyrone Coley. An assist to Emmanuel. Emmanuel's bucket gives him 21. The Grizzlies lead is 77-74 with 1:14 to go here in Arc City.
Butler's comeback would hold up. Butler wins at Cowley 78-76. Final road game of the regular season for the Grizzlies, who are now 16-12 on the season. We have basketball here in town tonight. Newman University hosting Lubbock Christian. The women at 5:30 p.m., the men's game after that. The Newman women taking on 20th-ranked Lubbock Christian, which has won 29 conference games in a row. The Newman ladies are in 2nd place in the conference. And the Newman men are in 3rd place in the conference, coming off back-to-back wins. Last night in Wichita, the KCAC tournament getting underway with quarterfinals action. Friends University, ranked number 22 in the nation, wins, beating St. Mary 84-67. Friends men, under head coach Dale Faber, have now won 18 of their last 22, and they advance into the semifinals of the KCAC tournament, where they will play 8th-ranked Southwestern, which beat York last night, 85-78. Southwestern men, now 25-4 on the season. And in women's basketball, Hutchinson women win again. They beat Barton County, 87-49. Final home game of the regular season for the Hutchinson ladies, who are now 28-1 on the season.
Whoa.
And they are ranked number 6 in the nation. They picked up another win last night. And in hockey, the Wichita Thunder gets a nice shootout win last night on the road. Beat the Fort Wayne Comets 3-2. Back-to-back road wins for the Thunder. First time they've done that since Christmas. Goalie Dylan Wells stopped 44 shots in this one as the Thunder climbs into 5th place in the Mountain Division after back-to-back road wins. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
I'm gonna compliment you real quick, Ted,
yes,
on something. You just told me about several really good basketball teams, yep, college basketball teams in this area. If people out there, if you don't listen to KNSS, you don't listen to Ted every morning, you wouldn't know about it.
You're not
that.
Getting this anywhere else,
You're not
baby.
Getting it in the newspaper. You're not getting
nope.
on TV.
Nope.
You're not getting any of the radio. This
nope.
is the only place we tell you about all those great teams.
Well, I try.
Yeah, and doing a great job of it, because I think it's one of the great untold stories here in South Central Kansas. We're a hotbed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the Shockers are not doing so well, but there are other teams that are doing real well.
Yep.
And they need the attention, and they need the encouragement. Thank you, Ted.
Getting here towards the end of the season, it's going to be fun to watch this
yes,
bunch.
Yes, sir.
Move on, yeah.
622 Steve and Ted. Coming up, Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, a big lawsuit against the Washington Post. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.